رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah has once again accorded us the opportunity to benefit from the spring season of virtue, and that is the month of Ramadan. We may not have this opportunity ever again. There are many people who were with us last Ramadan or the previous Ramadan and are no longer with us today. There are many of us who had the health and the energy last Ramadan and no longer have that kind of energy or health this Ramadan. So we should view this month of Ramadan as our farewell Ramadan. A Ramadan that we may never again be blessed with. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there were two people from one clan, from this one tribe, who embraced Islam at the same time. One person passed away as a martyr immediately after embracing Islam. The other passed away a year later. Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw both people in his dream after the demise of the one who passed away a year later. And he saw that the person who passed away a year later was admitted into Jannah before the martyr. So he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked about this, because he naturally thought that the person who died a natural death, as compared to one who was martyred, the martyr would be blessed with an early entry into Jannah. But this was the other way around. The martyr entered into Jannah later or after the one who died a natural death. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Talha, did the person who lived 1 year not have the opportunity of doing extra virtue for a complete year? Did he not fast? Did he not read salah? Did he not have the opportunity for the opportunity of one added year compared to the martyr? And it is by virtue of his extra ibadah for that one whole year that he has entered Jannah before the martyr. So yes, we may have Ramadan now, but there is no guarantee we will see another month of Ramadan. And therefore our challenge, the spirit with which we need to approach the month of Ramadan, is that believe that this may be our last. This is our farewell, Ramadan. And therefore, we need to regard it as an opportunity that we may not get again. What is the objective and purpose of this entire exercise? Fasting, standing in Tarawih, Tilawah, waking up in the dark hours of the night when it is cold, and partaking of sahri. The human being has four facets, four parts to himself. Each one of us is made up of these four parts. We have a physical self, we have an emotional self, we have an intellectual self, and we have a spiritual self. These are four parts that make up the human being. And Ramadan is an exercise in developing all four facets of our existence. We know the physical advantages of fasting. It is said that after a heavy meal, 65% of the organs of the body are directed towards the digestive system. And in Ramadan, whilst we are fasting, this energy that is otherwise directed at ensuring that the food is digested, that freed energy now works towards healing the body, healing the tissues, healing the organs of the body. Recuperation takes place because of the freed energy. So one aspect of the human being is his physical self. And fasting directly contributes to the health, the physical health of an individual. We then have an intellectual self. And how does fasting contribute to our intellectual being? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. That, O you who believe, if you are able to imbue and develop this taqwa through fasting, through acts of piety, through tilawah, etc., إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He will make for you a furqan. Now what is the furqan? Allah says, proportionate to your levels of taqwa, will you derive or benefit or will be given the furqan. Literally, the furqan means the criteria, that which separates right from wrong. The Quran has been, one of the names of the Quran is Furqan, the benchmark against right and wrong. So, the benefits, the intellectual benefit of fasting is that Allah gives you the mental capacity to distinguish between wrong and right. Allah gives us the mental ability to see virtue from vice. We may not always perceive what is happening to us, but through the process, through the month of Ramadan, through fasting, Allah is giving us the ability to distinguish right from wrong. Not only distinguish right from wrong, but it also enables us to embrace the right and stay away from the wrong. Therefore, one of the du'as of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a. That, O Allah, show us the truth for what it is, and then give us the ability to embrace the truth. Wa arina al-batila batilan, وَرْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَ. Show us that which is batil, which is wrong, as the wrong, and enable us to stay away from the wrong. Many a times we know what is good. We know what we should be doing. But we don't have the capacity to embrace the right. We know what is wrong or what is harmful, yet we don't have the capacity to stay away from that which is harmful. And Ramadan gives us that furqan, the ability to distinguish right from wrong, the ability to embrace right and stay away from the wrong. We also have an emotional self. And how does Ramadan and fasting impact on our emotional self? Allah says, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." That know that the tranquility of hearts can only be achieved through the conscious dhikr of Allah, the awareness of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. On the other hand, Allah says, "Man a'rada 'an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka." He who stays away from my conscious remembrance, from making my dhikr, from chanting my name, if you do not do that, Allah says, "Fa inna lahu ma'ishatan danka." For such a person, his life will be a very narrowed form of existence. What is this narrowed life? A narrowed life, a constricted life, is a life without tranquility, without inner peace. We have everything, yet we do not have inner peace. We feel a sense of anxiety all the time. We lack this tranquility or the sakina or the itminan that the Quran talks about. And the benefits of fasting, of tilawa, of dhikr, is to actually gain this inner tranquility. Some time ago, there was a study conducted measuring the emotional balance of people, those who fasted and those who did not fast. And they found that the levels of despair, despondency, in people who kept fast were far lower than that those who had a full belly. So fasting creates this balance. It attracts this tranquility and the sukoon in our lives. And there is the spiritual aspect. We all believe in Allah, and that is why we're sitting here. But what we need to ask of ourselves is what level, what kind of bond do we have with our Creator? Belief is one thing, and bonding with our Creator is quite a different thing. What is the level of our relationship with Allah? And Allah has given us this month fasting, tilawa, tahajjud salah, dhikr, to actually develop and nurture that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Belief in Allah is not a cold relationship between an oppressive tyrant and a servant in bondage. Belief in Allah is liberating. It must free us from ourselves. And the fasting and the month of Ramadan helps us develop that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a taqwa, that is a spiritual dimension of the month of Ramadan. That we find a person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Give me a barometer. How do I know that I'm a believer?" And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "When your good deeds please you, and when your bad deeds hurt you, you are a believer." In other words, when you develop a sense of joy, accomplishment, from fasting. It's not easy. But when you make iftar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِسَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان, for one who is fasting, there are two occasions of joy. One occasion of joy is when you break fast. What happens to us? Consciously or unconsciously, there is a sense of accomplishment. That yes, we were able to fast. It develops self-confidence, self-belief. And that is a sense of joy, apart from the fact that we are now able to eat. So the entire objective of this month is to develop these four facets of the human being. The physical, the spiritual, the emotional, and the intellectual. And how is that manifested in our, that is then manifested in our character. So when Allah describes people with taqwa, you know that He says the idea of this month is to imbue taqwa, Allah consciousness. How will that consciousness then be manifest in our character? Allah then gives us in the verse that I recited before you, Allah says, the muttaqeen, those that have this Allah consciousness, are people with the following attributes. One, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالدَّرَّاءِ. They are people who spend of their wealth, of their time, of their skills, in both times of ease and adversity. Allah is talking of the attributes of the muttaqeen. And He says they are generous by nature. They are people who give. They are compassionate people. First sign of the muttaqeen, compassion that is demonstrated through a sense of generosity. And Allah says they do not only spend, but He says they spend in times of ease and adversity. In times of ease, as a demonstration of gratitude to Allah. In times of adversity, as a demonstration of sabr and perseverance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spending, charity, compassion, generosity is the hallmark characteristic hallmark of a believer. Therefore, in another verse, when Allah talks about the point when death approaches a sinful believer, when death approaches a sinful believer, he will cry out and say, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقْ. That, oh Allah, I implore you, just give me a little more time. Give me a little more time. And what will I do with this time? He says, فَأَصَّدَّقْ. I will give charity. I will give charity. I will give of my time, my skills, and my wealth. Now the question is, a person who is on the point, verge of death, is asking for respite. And after asking for respite, he's not saying so that I may pray, that I may fast, that I may go for pilgrimage. He's saying, give me respite, O Allah, so that I may be generous, that I may be charitable. And the scholars say, this demonstrates the virtue of charity and compassion. That a person who wants an added lifespan, after he sees the reality of helping people, that, oh Allah, give me time so that I can go and help people. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the most virtuous, the best of all deeds, is to bring happiness to the heart of another believer. or to relieve him of his distress, or to relieve him of his debt, or to free him from the pangs of hunger. This, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is the most virtuous of all deeds. Go and make a difference to the lives of people around you. Within your own capacity, some of us can do it financially. Some of us can do it through sharing our skills. Some of us can do it by simply advising people, just giving a compassionate ear. Do not lead. Ramadan is not about a self-centered existence. We are social beings. We owe a duty. We have a duty to people around us. Make it your duty. Try and make a difference to the lives of people around you, to one individual around you. So Allah talks about the attributes of the muttaqeen and say they are those who spend both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. Secondly, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Allah says the muttaqeen are those who swallow their anger. Allah is describing the attributes of those who are close to Him and say they are those who are able to manage their anger. Not those who do not express anger. That's against human nature. Allah says they are those who gulp down their anger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, no slave gulps down anything more virtuous than that anger that wants to manifest itself and he suppresses it. And thirdly, Allah says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. The muttaqeen are those who readily forgive their fellow brothers and sisters. There are people who want to enjoy the forgiveness of Allah and therefore they are willing to forgive their fellow beings. These are the attributes. This is what we should aspire for in the month of Ramadan. Set each one of us should view this month as an opportunity where we can improve our lives, our character, our spirituality, our bond with Allah. And therefore, the easiest way is to set specific targets in the month of Ramadan. What are your specific targets? Each one of us have our own levels of connection with Allah. But if we are fasting, or we should be fasting, your target should be never miss a fard salah with jama'ah. That's a target. Do not miss a fard salah with jama'ah. Your target should be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his entire day worshipping Allah, inviting people to Allah, calling people to Allah. But what did Allah say at the end of his task, at the end of the day? Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَخْتَ فَانْصَبْ. That, O Prophet of Allah, when you have now finished your duty of calling people to Allah, now فَانْصَبْ. Labor and toil hard connecting to Allah. Connect with your Creator. How are you going to create? Set minimum targets. I will make an X amount of dhikr for the day. I will make an X amount of tilawah for the day. I will give an X amount of charity for the day. But we need to set our own targets. If we do not set our own targets, the month will pass by and we'll realize that we've achieved very little apart from fasting. So each one of us should ask ourselves, what are the minimum targets for the day that I have to achieve? And then strive to achieve those targets. This is also a month that gives us the ideal opportunity to at least dispense of one bad habit, whatever that habit may be. ask yourselves, what are my weaknesses? And which of my weaknesses can I address in this month of Ramadan? We can't change our entire being overnight, but we can deal and use this month, the month of Ramadan, to make a change in our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the three phases of Ramadan we all know. The first phase is the phase of Rahmah, the first 10 days. The second phase, the second 10 days, is the phase of forgiveness. And the third is Itqum min an-nar, freedom from the fire of hell. If you look at these three phases and look at the dua that we probably taught from our childhood days, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar, this dua encompasses all three phases. When we say Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, grant us hasana in this world, grant us your mercy, O Allah. Wa fil akhirati hasana, and in the year after, grant us your forgiveness. Wa qina adhaban nar, and free us from the fire of hell. That is a dua we are taught from childhood. And this is the month, the first of which is mercy. Allah, send your mercy down to us whilst we are living. Bless us with your forgiveness. And above all, free us from the fire of hell. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.